Hello, it's Pilgrim Chris here on the 18th of February 2012, and it's a little after 10:30 p.m. here in the UK. And this boo, as you can see by the title, is a response boo to Rachel Phillips, who posed the question, what would you do if you found £21,000 or an item of that value in the gutter, or indeed anywhere really? What would you do? Would you hand it in? Would you keep it for yourself? Been quite a few responses to this boo, and this is why I'm responding and coming out to my boo retirement for a while, because the responses have been quite varied. McColgan Mac was very adamant, and I can see his point of view. You hand it in, it's honesty at the end of the day. We've had Jacqueline B, who was very ambiguous, was sort of indicating that none of us can tell what we would do at any given time, and therefore we can't really make that decision, and that's another point of view. It's not one I particularly agree with there, Jacqueline, because my own morals are such that I know now what I would do in that circumstance, regardless of the state I was in, whether I was poor, rich or otherwise, I would hand the money in. Because this is where, you know, when we talk about virtues and what is virtue, that is a virtue, honesty. It isn't our money. So for me, it's a simple question. That money doesn't belong to me, it belongs to somebody else. And just because it happened to be lying in a gutter, it doesn't make it any different from it lying on a table in somebody's house. It's not my right to take it. And just because it's lying in a gutter, I just hand it into the authorities and hopefully they will locate the rightful owner of that money or that item. And if they don't, that is not my responsibility. It's not for me to think about. Simon SM2N mentioned the point that, for example, with a watch or an item of value like that, it could be identifiable and traceable back to the owner, so you would hand it in. But if it was a large sum of money, that could be a different matter because it might not be traceable. But then again, that's using an excuse to do something. For me, it's not a case of whether it's identifiable or not. It's a case of it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to someone else. So regardless of whether it's an object of value that can be traced or a sum of money, it makes no difference. I would hand it in. Nick Holloway Vox also commented on this. And after much thinking, Nick Holloway Vox came to the conclusion that we live in a world of people that we share with and we should live in harmony with everyone else. Basically, it was his tenet of his boo. And this is the one I most strongly identify with, because it is about living with people. It is about living in a world where we want to do right by everybody else, because we would like to be done right by ourselves. The simple question is, what would you do if you lost £21,000? Would you want it back? And I think whether you're rich, poor or not, you would want that money back. Then there's the question raised on, it was sort of digressing a bit there, and Simon was digressing slightly on the value, the quantity of money that you might find, and perhaps a lesser quantity of money might be worth keeping because it would be difficult for the owner to trace or maybe even come back for. Simon mentioned himself that he probably wouldn't come back for a few quid if he'd lost a couple of quid, because the time and effort spent looking for that money wouldn't be worth it for him. Well, that's a good point, Simon, and I agree with you. But then again, to somebody, £2 might be the equivalent of £20 to you. And so that person who's lost a pound or £2 may be trawling the streets looking for that money. So that begs the question, do we leave it where it is? Well, of course we could if it was only a small denomination. We could even pick that denomination up and keep it ourselves. And that's where the trickier question lies, really, from my point of view, is what do you do with the lesser amounts of money or items you might find? The larger amounts of money, quite simply, you hand them in. It's been a very interesting boo, really, from Rachel Phillips, and the responses have been very interesting. For me, it's always been a no-brainer. It isn't a case of I might and ah over it at the time. Depending on how rich I am, poor I am, whether I need feeding, etc. It isn't my money. It does not belong to me. I will hand it in, leave my details. If it's not claimed, I will probably receive the money anyway or a large percentage of it as a reward. So either way, we're all winners. Thanks for listening, and as ever, God bless.